How much did they first pay you to give up on your dreams? And when were you going to stop and come back and do what makes you happy? I see guys who work at the same company for their entire lives. They clock in, they clock out, and they never have a moment of happiness. You have an opportunity. This is a rebirth.
Most people, when they die, you can literally put under their names, dead but not used up yet. Because most people go through life holding back, not giving their all. 85% of people in life allow their fear of failure to outweigh their desire to succeed.
See, we're not supposed to tuck our dreams in on the pillow when we get up in the morning. We're not supposed to leave them at home and go and fulfill somebody else's dream. We're not supposed to do that. That's not what we're wired to do. That's not who we are. Your human spirit doesn't care about the economy. The human spirit doesn't care about the past. Your human spirit doesn't care about any of that. Your human spirit simply says, what's our command for tomorrow? What do you want to create? It's not keeping score. Your brain is keeping score because your brain is designed to keep you safe. Your soul, your intuition, your human spirit is designed to make you soar. And when you get to the edge of that stage, your brain will always tell you to step back because you can fall. So you have to be willing to play between your brain and your soul. And on some days, you gotta just listen to your soul. And you gotta say, I'm a leap, because only three things can happen. You're either gonna jump and fly, or you're gonna jump and fall on something soft. Are you going to fall down hard? Either way, you're going to get back up. You already know you got what it takes to get back up.
See, if you want to make it in life, here's how you can begin to make your goal, ladies and gentlemen. Decide to make your life a great experiment. Most people want to be perfect when they come out the gate. Most people want to do things right all the time. You're not going to do everything right. You're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to have a lot of failures. You're going to have a lot of struggles. You're going to feel dumb and ask questions and don't know what to do or where to go. And that's part of growing. That's part of the experimentation process. See, life is about living. Life is about growing. Life is about challenging yourself. Life is about stretching. What if you don't make it? So what? I'm enjoying the trip.
You only live once, so do what you feel passionate about. Take chances. Don't be afraid to go outside the box. Don't be afraid to fail big, to dream big.
This is your time. This is your moment. Your destiny is calling out to you. You have to make up your mind. You're not going to let people talk you out of it. Circumstances discourage you. Delays cause you to give up. You're going to stay focused on your goal.
If there's something you want to do, don't live like you have 1,000 years to live. Decide that you're going to experiment with your life. Decide that you're going to take some chances. This dream that you're thinking about, this goal that you have in your mind, this vision that you have of yourself, if you embrace this, ladies and gentlemen, it will change your life.